Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to, over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, friends, as well as the phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And by the way, if you'd like to jump over on Facebook, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or go over to Sons of Liberty Radio or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. That's why we're across the country every month. We're somewhere. Just last month, we got off a West Coast and an East Coast tour, and then we went out to Wisconsin. Next month, up and coming, we will be speaking out at the biggest tea party in the United States of America out in Arizona. That will be in May. If you'd like to book us at any time, you can do that. We're about 3 months out right now, so you got to jump on it if you'd like to have us come out and be a part of what you're doing out there. Again, that phone number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. By the way, you have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean, over the next 2 hours. And if you would like to call in at any time, you can do that, but please stay to topic. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Barack Obama's family. Well, folks, you know, I know I feel like I'm just kind of like saying the same things over and over and over again, but I am telling you for the very purpose. This is what's going on in your country today. Barack Obama's family visits Mecca, shares the pure image of our great Muslim religion. And, of course, America, you've been told this over the last 7 years. I'm just kind of adding, I don't want to say insult to injury, but I am just continuously awakening the American people as to the fact that, you know, who he is, what he is about, the crimes he has been committing on a daily basis, because it's my job to blow the trumpet, and that's exactly what I mean to do. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sympathy for the devil, a means to destruction. That's exactly right. Sympathy for the devil does bring forth destruction because we fail to understand that the devil is not ruled by law. He is lawless. Just a couple minutes ago, received on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Franklin Graham's message to Muslims. Listen, if you want to basically bring your religion here, just go back where you came from. Leave America and go to a Muslim country. And I would even say this. If your God is God, then why would you want to come to America? Because you know that our God is God. And I can tell you that firsthand experience. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, bombshell interview. Malik Obama says Barack's dishonest, he's a schemer, and that his dad just may well be Frank Marshall. Again, folks, this is what's happening in your country. The criminal-in-chief is being exposed for who he is on a daily basis. The Supreme Court will attempt to turn the Bible into Mein Kampf. That's by Brian Fisher, American Family Association. By the way, next Wednesday I will will be on his program if you'd like to tune in for that. The Betrayal Papers, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Chicago Connection, him and Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel. You can go ahead and check that one out as well. What Our Troops Need Now is Hope, Not Patronizing. That's by Karen and Billy Vaughn. They lost their son, Aaron Vaughn, in the Extortion 17 some time back. Also, what I'm going to highlight today is Steny Hoyer. Sodomites are endowed by God with right to marry. I'm going to play that for you after the first segment here. Listen carefully. These guys are beginning to unmask and show you who they really are for who they really are. Steny Hoyer, sodomites are endowed by God with right to marry. So in other words, they're blaming God for their perversion. They're blaming God for their criminal choices that they make in life. That is not a good place to put yourself. We're going to talk about that, and I'm going to play Mr. Steny Hoyer for you in just a couple minutes here. Oregon teacher sues school district for trauma caused by active shooter drill. Shameful conduct going on out there in Oregon. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com in Arizona. A Muslim woman raped, beaten, and sexually assaulted by groom-to-be for refusing arranged marriage. Folks, see, they're trying to bring Sharia into America. And, folks, if you don't deal with it now, you're asking for trouble, and trouble is here, rest assured. Also wanted to let you know, Oregon sheriffs, here's some good news, testified before House. We're not going to enforce your gun-grabbing laws. And by the way, friends, if you talk to an underlying grassroots effort that we have been part of over the last 15 years in this country, outside of doing high school assemblies and colleges and churches and television and radio, do keep in mind that we know firsthand that the police across the board in the United States of America, they're not going to go out there gun-grabbing, friends. They're just not going to do it. So what happened in Oregon just recently, we have Oregon sheriffs testifying before their little house saying that we're not going to enforce your gun-grabbing laws. Rethink it, the sheriffs are telling those that serve we the people. All right, there's a sheriff doing his job. Clinton's again, we're going to talk about this second hour. Folks, we've been talking about Clinton Chronicles and the crimes of the Clintons and 147 dead bodies strewn across their administration. And I'm talking about within and without. And as a matter of fact, I'm even going to play some video from none other than Ed Schultz, because just last week I had told you how sooner or later they will turn on their own. And, of course, that was derived from none other than Bugsy Siegel. He's the guy that actually brought forth what you know today as Las Vegas, the Flamingo. And interestingly enough, Bugsy Siegel said that, you know, when you're in the mob, you don't have to worry about us killing you. We only kill our own. Well, that's exactly what you'll see around the Clintons as well. But folks, again, they're being popped after scandal, after scandal, after scandal, after scandal, after scandal. And I knew I was onto something. And of course, folks, we're ahead of the game once again. And what happens just a couple days later, all of a sudden, here comes these new scandals concerning the Clintons. And they got the little smile on their face, friends, because I want you to know that they're laughing at you after every scandal is, well, swept under the rug. It's time for the American people to stand up and give the Clintons what they deserve, and it's called justice. And P.S., just to show you how dangerous these people are, these Saul Alinsky disciples are, do keep in mind that the Clintons were just busted. The Russians have been paying the Clintons millions to get uranium. They are now supplying that uranium to Iran. Huh. Really? Is that what's happening in this country? And do not forget, Bill Clinton was almost impeached for what? Monica Lewinsky? Not. He was almost impeached for Chinagate, for giving military secrets from this country to the communist friends. And now we have her running as the coolest grandma in America and the most powerful woman, said the state-controlled media.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I have to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this, because this is what I've known across the boards. We look at, again, going to those that are responsible to give you the truth. We hear absolutely nothing from the church. We can see that over 300,000 pulpits have stood down in the face of their responsibility to do what God commands them to do and condemn what God condemns them concerning the homosexuals and what they mean to advocate and their lifestyles. We can see the conservatives of the day are avoiding at all cost that one particular issue that proves the soldier. Well, they mean to just go ahead and do their best to turn the other cheek, or they do their best to just get the American people to forget about it, or what they do is they go along to get along, or they agree with it concerning homosexual marriage. And it's the very issue and the very people that are being used by this government to upend the Constitution as you know it, to upend your sovereignty as you know it in this country, friends. And I know people have said, Bradley, I've heard this so many times. I know. I'm glad you've heard it so many times from this show. You haven't heard it from other shows because they're not willing to tell you what needs to be done and said and done in this country. I want you to listen carefully before I play this piece by Steny Hoyer, okay? He said, sodomites are endowed by God with a right to marry. Now, keep in mind, we talk about this quite a bit, that God is the right giver. But now, see, they're using this. They're agreeing with what I'm saying, but they mean to use it against God. And that is a bad, bad place to put yourself. But Steny put himself there, friends. Again, he said, sodomites are endowed by God with right to marry. Now, I've been reading that Bible for a long time, that good book for a long time. And I can find nowhere in Scripture where God turns his cheek to sin in any sense of the word. No, he sent his son to die for it, to be the propitiation for the sins of the world, to stand against it. And interestingly enough, it's the preacher's job to actually slay sin, not to play with it, not to debate with it. And here we have government now coming out, again, Steny Hoyer, saying sodomites are endowed by God with right to marry. I can't find in the Bible where God gave anybody a right to commit any sin, regardless if it's lying, stealing, killing, murdering, committing adultery, dishonoring your parents, and then to advocate sodomites and sodomy when God himself said that we are to condemn the very act of sodomy. That Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterward live ungodly. In other words, those that want to dare the justice of God or those that spit towards heaven, you can rest assured, friends, even those that stand back and allow it, you will fall on your own back sooner or later. This is, John Adams rightly said, the second president, he said that decadence follows luxury. We are beginning to see the stages of going into decadence now because this is the tipping point. Abortion and homosexuality are the final phases of judgment upon a nation. Just so you understand. And the American people are standing back waiting for the Supreme Court to become the final arbiter in what they have no business arbitrating. They are to discover and apply law, not to create law or to legislate from the bench in any sense of the word. Read the Declaration of Independence, friends. Read the Constitution. Read the enumerated laws. Read your founding documents. Read your Bible, first and foremost. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish. And hence, that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs, in other words, Christianity must be snuffed out, will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. Chai Feldman. An open lesbian who was nominated to serve as commissioner of the Equal Opportunity Commission by Barack Hussein Obama. Did you also hear, friends, before I get over to Mr. Steny Hoyer, just recently in Oregon, a corrupt judge that needs to be removed, impeached, and indicted just brought down heavy fines on the baker in Oregon who had refused, because of his religious beliefs, to bake a cake for a sodomite couple. So let me ask you the question, America. What's the message? Oh, and by the way, the $135,000 worth of fines given to that baker were because of stress upon the homosexuals. I just had on the radio yesterday a friend out of Michigan from Diesel Tech, Brian Clawitter, who spoke out and said that I refuse to serve thieves, liars, immorality in any sense of the word, in homosexuals. And guess what? The homosexuals, you know what they did? A militant homosexual group that has these little banners as they walk up and down the streets saying these homo fascists kill, bash back. If they're not breaking into churches, pushing the pastors over so they can make out at the pulpits there in the state of Michigan, well, then they're breaking windows, spray painting cars, spray painting messages all over Brian's place of business. Folks, we've seen the contrived fake hate crimes. We've seen them attempt to go into Family Research Council and kill as many people as they could. When Chick-fil-A stood up against homosexual marriage, we see the SPLC attempting to destroy groups that are standing out against the homosexual agenda, and they said so. Just ask them. Now we have government officials saying exactly what it's about. We see them attempting to destroy marriage, again, because what they're doing, if you would simply look to Canada, friends, you would understand exactly what these compromised sodomites in government are attempting to do. They are attempting to overthrow your sovereignty, period, exclamation. That's all they're trying to do. And they're doing it by getting the American people's sympathy hooked on victims when in fact they're not the victims at all. They're the perpetrators. Because they haven't thought this through. But what I want to do is I want to go ahead and play, without further ado, Steny Hoyer, where he said sodomites are endowed by God with a right to marry. With a right to marry. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
Supreme Court next week is hearing more than just an argument about same-sex marriage. It is considering a question fundamental
basis
to what it means to be an American. Our nation, as we say so proudly, was founded on the premise that all people are created equal. Not the same, but equal, irrespective of the differences. Our Declaration of Independence, as all of us quote so often, says, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men, and of course, if Jefferson were writing today, it would be either all people or all humankind.
Hang on a second, Sam. Now notice what he said. If Thomas Jefferson were alive today, and instead of agreeing with God the way that Thomas Jefferson did during the time that our country and its foundations were set, he's now saying that we would, because we have evolved, that Thomas Jefferson would be saying something different than what he did say. And see, what you need to understand, friends, is they are trying to get you to go along, to get along with the change that they're bringing forth. Yet Scripture, again, Jeremiah 6:16 says, go back to the old past, not the new past. And Steny Hoyer is trying to get you to go to the new past, which only bring forth destruction to you and your country, rather than going back to God's past. So Thomas Jefferson, if he were alive today, would have said the exact same thing he said back then, because he knew what to avoid, especially during a revolution. He knew that he had better be on God's side, because if not, they're going to give themselves back over to an arbitrary, tyrannical government that they just cut themselves off from.
Are created equal. And they are endowed not by a Congress, not by a Constitution, not by a will of the majority. They are endowed by their Creator.
Okay, now hang on a second. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to play the rest of this. Now, he said not by a Congress, not by the Constitution. Then he goes on and on and on and on. That's right. Because God gave us those rights, Danny. Not you, not the Supreme Court, not the President of the United States of America, not a one of you or one branch of government has given us our rights. God has, and God has already shown us what His government demands. For us to remain a free people, we already know the do's and the don'ts, the goods and the evils, the thou shalt nots. And if we want to walk away from that, then we're going to go ahead and find out what God meant when He said, okay, because you didn't want to listen to me when I told you to keep my commandments, now I'm going to show you who I am and my judgments, and I'm going to rejoice over you to do just that. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call. caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Playing a piece by Steny Hoyer, who is basically telling the American people that sodomites are endowed by God with rights to marry. Folks, it really is a bad place to be. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And I'm telling you what, folks, these people are adding insult to their own injury step by step. Isn't it interesting that right before the break we were playing where Steny was saying our Declaration of Independence, as all of us quote so often, which he's lying about that, he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men, of course, if Jefferson were writing today, like Jefferson would have changed his mind had he been around today. Because we've evolved, friends. We've evolved. We've evolved into a state of death and everything that actually brings forth the fruit to death rather than life, right? Instead of a father and a mother coming together and having a child. And by the way, we all have fathers and mothers. Now they want to say that two men can be with each other. What does that bring forth? And just think, if they were right, we wouldn't exist today. I mean, besides the diseases that it brings forth, so on and so forth, I'm not going there. I'm taking it to a spiritual sense. Because again, friends, what it comes down to is we have people in government today that are now using God against himself. He said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men, of course, if Jefferson were writing today, it would be either all the people or all mankind are created equal. That's right, they are. And all are responsible to make the right choices in life. I call heaven and earth to record this day before you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life, God said in Deuteronomy 30:19. If that's not good enough for you, I can take you over to Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of disobedience unto righteousness. And he said, but God be thanked that we've obeyed that form of doctrine from the heart. So we've obeyed. Everything that we do in life, we make a choice to do it. Okay? So if we make bad choices, well, you know what? There's consequence for that. If we make good choices, well, we're going to bear the fruit of those good choices. and we remain free. What happens in the natural when you violate natural law, friends? You are incarcerated. You are thrown into jail. You are thrown into a penitentiary to bring forth penitence so you never violate that law again. Right? Really what this comes down to, friends, is when we have government speaking in such a fashion, I gotta honestly say this, and again, I'm the last guy to say this, but I've gotta say this. For the American people now to see these people air out who they always have been, to suggest that sodomites are endowed by God to commit the act of sodomy, only hastens judgment upon America. You, America, are in trouble because of this very thing that so many people wish would just go away. And the only thing that's going away, friends, are your freedoms. I'm going to go back over to Steny Hoyer, and then I'm going to continuously highlight this. And I'm going to show you exactly what Steny said concerning God endowing these sodomites the right to marry. I'm going to tell you exactly what Scripture says, because we've been told, well, there's nothing in Scripture about it. No. Who told you that? There's only over 30 references condemning the act of sodomy. Who told you that? And by the way, adultery. And by the way, fornication. All these. Thieves, liars, killers, so on and so forth. 1 Corinthians 6:9 will not inherit the kingdom of God. Period. Let's go ahead and listen to Steny stumble over himself and make a show out of himself for you. He just said this yesterday. That's why I'm highlighting this, because he's talking about how the high court is going to make a decision. Go ahead, Sam.
And says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men. And, of course, if Jefferson were writing today, it would be either all people or all humankind are created equal. And they are endowed not by a Congress.
Listen carefully.
Not by a Constitution. Not by a will of the majority. They are endowed by their Creator, by God, with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That, of course, has not always been America's performance.
No, there's a reason for that, Steny.
Notwithstanding,
yeah,
it has been its promise. Next week, the highest court in our land will be asked to consider whether these words apply to same-sex couples who love one another. Many courts have already said that it does.
Not one has legislated lawfully. This is why the radical homosexuals don't want the judges to be present during the time that the decisions are made, because they don't want the law interjected that God has commanded. And when you go to every state preamble in all 50 states of our union, it all starts out acknowledging the God of Moses and the Mosaic Institution, who said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." And I also want people to understand that God didn't call homosexuality or sodomites sin or sinners. He called it an abomination. When you go over to the book of Romans 1, the New Testament, outside of going over to Leviticus 18:22, it says that homosexuality, he said, it's an abomination for two men to lie with one another. It's an abomination. Leviticus 20:13. Now bringing you over to the New Testament, it says in Romans 1, it says, wherefore, it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse 22, chapter 1 in Romans. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image make like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Just hang on. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now listen carefully, verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. And that's exactly what Steny's attempting to do here. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, saith the Spirit of God, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet and deserved. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That means they cut themselves off. They seared themselves away from the things of God to do those things which are not convenient. Now, what's the fruit of these people? They're filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to their parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affections, implacable, unmerciful. Well, we can just see that took place in Oregon there. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things, friends, well, they get to meet their own fate, because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You know, folks, there is a reason that this was against the law in every state in this country. There is a reason that they would go to jail for a long time, up to 21 years in Rhode Island if they were caught in the act of sodomy. I mean, folks, if you haven't awakened to the fact of what this is about yet, you seriously need to go over to what's going on in Canada, because it has nothing to do with homosexual marriage. Has absolutely nothing to do with homosexual marriage. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government. It gives us a free hand, says corruption. We can become the new demigod. We can be the tyrants that we've always wanted to be by using the gay people to become our political battering ram. And at ends length, to their own demise. And the people that tolerated it, to their own demise. That such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. In other words, snuff everybody out that disagrees with what we have to say. In other words, eradicate Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. I want you to understand something, friends. The Supreme Court does not have that authority. Not one individual, the President of the United States, does not have that authority. I don't care if he calls it an executive order or not. It's unconstitutional. And furthermore, going back to those who established our country, commentaries on the laws of England, English common laws, William Blackstone said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. We already know what God's law says concerning homosexuality. They want a free hand to spread and spew out their filth on anybody and everybody. And they want the government behind them to give them a free pass no matter what crimes that they commit. Oh, Bradley, you're just way out there. Am I? Really? Did you hear about the pedophiles now wanting their own rights? Folks, you're dealing with a lawless people. Do you think it stops somewhere? No, it doesn't. You're dealing with the people that want to vandalize, break windows, spray paint your building because you don't agree with them. They want judges in government to fine those that stand up against us $135,000 because we wouldn't bake a cake for them. Hey, I have a right to do what I want to do according to law in this country. Government does not have a right to violate law and then call it law because they said so. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Why all of a sudden all this homosexual talk, gay marriage? Look to Canada. Look to Canada. We already heard Stanny step in it. Folks, are you going to step in it with him? Because for him to point his finger at the Supreme Court as making a decision to overthrow God is not their position. It's time for you to overthrow them.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks, thank you for the phone calls, but again, let's stick to the topics, friends. 1-866-233-0747. We're just talking about how Steny Hoyer talked about how sodomites are endowed by God with the right to marry. We can see clearly in Scripture and a little common sense that God condemns it. And there's a reason that the American people have condemned homosexuality for a long, long time up to this point in this country. And we need to reinforce the laws. We don't need new laws. And when we need new laws, then we complain about the 10,000 laws, policies, might I add, that men create. And if we don't want to deal with those created policies, you might call them laws, I'm sorry, just get back to God's Ten Commandments. It's that simple. You know, there's such a demonstration of government in America today that they're not doing their job, and they keep creating thousands and thousands of policies every week to bring the American people back into bondage. That's not what we need. We just need good men and good women in office that will actually do what they swore that they themselves would do. And instead of the American people taking responsibility and dealing with these people, not just impeaching, but also indicting these individuals, you allow this stuff to spew forth on the next generation. Folks, a senator? Sodomites are endowed by God with rights to marry? Is that about the sickest thing you've ever heard of in your life? But what they're doing is they're taking the mask off. They are showing you who they have always been. They are also telling on themselves by saying that, listen, we're the ones that are responsible for doing this. We're using the radical homosexuals. Now, I said right before the break, let me bring you over to Canada. Bradley, I've heard it 1,000 times. Good. Hear it 1,000 times more, because this is the very thing and the very topic that is going to bring forth America to its knees. into its own demise. Do you not realize that when you bow to this, you give government authority to basically arbitrarily govern you at will? And we're already seeing that regardless, because we see that judges and politicians and bureaucrats, they're not being ruled by law. They're ruling as they go along, and whatever's good for them at that particular moment. That's a scary place to be. That is tyrannical. That is tyrannical. That is scary. You never know what's right and you never know what's wrong until the demigod says so himself. That's what you're subjecting yourselves to, friends. That's what you're subjecting yourselves to. Steny Hoyer, sodomites are endowed by God with right to marry. You know, and here, and I said this on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, I'm going to say it to you too. If you did the very things that government does in many cases, you yourself as an individual, you'd be thrown in prison for a long time. Why are you giving them a pass to do the things that they do? And who told you, my friends, that they could do it without consequence? I'll tell you who told you that. Ignorance and apathy and tolerance. This is just beyond incredible. Then we hear from Steny Hoyer that the high court's going to make the decision. The high court's going to make the decision for what? It's not their job to make anybody subject to lawlessness. As I said earlier, it's their job to discover and apply law. And if they don't want to do that, then you remove them because they are acting outside of their scope of authority. That makes them an outlaw, a criminal. And if they're not going to sit during good behavior, then you remove them the way that the Constitution in Article 3, Section 1 tells us to. The judges. And again, let me remind you, America, Supreme Court justices are not above the law. They can be removed. And by the way, they need to be removed. Steny Hoyer, the high court's going to make the decision. The high court that made the decision and the American people allotted them to remove prayer through less than 3%. Of America's population, because the Supreme Court said so. Yep, they began to turn and teach the people that the Supreme Court is the final say. Baloney. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, said President Andrew Jackson. Do you prefer to be ruled by God, friends, or do you prefer to be ruled by tyrants? It really is up to you. I'll say it again. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the... Folks, I don't care what the Supreme Court says next week. Or in June, I'm sorry. You have subjected yourself to a Supreme Court that is anti-God because they want to be God. Yet they contradict themselves at every turn. And every once in a while, in their confusion, they'll blurt out the truth by telling on themselves. But America is too deaf and dumb in many cases to actually respond to the fact that they just told on themselves. Like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Speaking about population control when the Supreme Court, the high court of the land, said it's okay to murder babies in the womb. It's okay to pay them hitmen to kill the baby in the womb. So what's the difference between that and what Adolf Hitler, friends? He did it outside the womb. Now that makes it murder, but not when it's inside the womb, right? Yeah, because you've been told so. And as long as what they say is law, then guess what? You can go ahead and do it. Friends, it's not law. It's crime. They're legislating crime towards the innocent, the most innocent in this country. First, towards God. In the 1960s, we don't want God in schools, prayer, so on and so forth. By the way, P.S., you've never lost the right. You've never lost the right, friends. You just thought you lost the right. You didn't lose the right. You forfeited your right. Then what came down the line? Well, you know, we don't want to, you know, if a guy gets a girl pregnant, you know, we just We want to make a choice and make the right decision. We should have made the right decision by making it in accordance with what God's word says. Then you wouldn't have to worry about being guilty before God for the murder of your innocent baby in the womb, right? But here comes the Supreme Court and says, nope, you can kill your baby because we said so. And America fails to recognize the fact that that is mob money. It's a money maker. Right? Now they want to tell you that they don't want the Ten Commandments posted. No, of course not. Of course not. They don't want those stop signs there. They don't want anybody telling them what they're supposed to do. We were just told by Mr. Ted Cruz, love him or hate him, just the other day, that even the Republican Party, and I'm going to play him in second hour, friends, he can tell you himself, but what I've always been telling you, there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. There's absolutely, hey, we're ruled by the Constitution. That's the law of the land. We're not ruled by Democrats, and we're not ruled by the Republicans. And just because the Republicans say so doesn't make it say so. And just because the left or the Democrats say it isn't so doesn't make it not so. Folks, the real reason that they don't want the Ten Commandments in their courthouse, because they don't want posted, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not lie, especially in a building full of lawyers, judges, and politicians, because what it does, friends, in all truth and reality, it creates a hostile work environment. They feel condemned by it. And the condemnation is that men love darkness rather than the light. Now, I want you to also understand something, friends. Outside of what I've already said and pointed out, I got to honestly say I'm a little surprised, a little tiny bit, that this guy actually came out and said that sodomites are endowed by God with right to marry. I mean, folks, you want to talk about bringing a curse upon yourself? Oh, my goodness. The boy is asking for it, and he's going to get it. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He's talking about going to the Supreme Court to the likes of Alina Kagan. Alina Kagan has been appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, for those that did not know. And it just happens that she never judged a case a day in her life. But we do know that Alina Kagan is a radical lesbian, appointed just in time, just like Sotomayor was, just for the immigration, the illegal immigration amnesty debate, which there isn't a debate. America doesn't want it. And it's the same thing with the homosexual marriage issue. Never in the history of mankind, people know what's going on over in Canada, how they're attacking the church, the homosexuals are, the sodomites are. And then the second thing they did was they attacked homeschoolers. That's exactly what they're doing today in America. They're trying to push it, friends. They're tempering and they're testing the American people. Let them feel your steel. And the third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old, the radical homosexuals did, in Canada. Has nothing to do with gay marriage. Never has been. And when it comes down on you, America, when it comes down on you, don't tell me God left himself without a witness, because I'm not going to stand before God and say I did not warn you. I'm warning you as to what's going on, friends, and you're asking for it. And I don't care if 99% of our republic agrees with the devil. By the grace of God, I ain't moving, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I didn't say it. He said it. I believe it. That settles it. We're going to come over on the other side of this break, folks, and I'm going to finish off Alina Kagan. Then I'm going to bring you over to the Clintons and Ed Schultz from MSNBC turning on the president.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.